Charles Wood hailed from Armagh, which is now in Northern Ireland. His father was a church musician, a paid singer at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Church of Ireland. Charles was a member of the first graduating class of London's Royal College of Music, where he studied under Charles Stanford, another Irishman. Wood would eventually become a prolific composer and gifted teacher at Cambridge University, where he was appointed professor of music after Stanford died. Today's anthem, O Thou the Central Orb, has been one of my favorites for decades. Not everyone agrees with me, of course. Andrew Gant's recent book on English church music says that this anthem is, quote, equally suitable for every occasion from a wet Thursday to a diamond jubilee, and every Sunday after something in between. It sounds good, and the words don't mean anything at all. Perfect, end quote. Well, I always enjoy criticisms that are clearly tongue-in-cheek, but here is what the anthem means to me. Verse 1 addresses God poetically as the central orb of righteous love. That is, God is like the orb or the sun to our earth, the source of our light, the source of our life, and even the source of love. God is our eternal light, really our only hope in this, our wintry world. And there, in but four lines, we have Advent's themes of darkness, of light and darkness, of hope. The two lines of the next verse are perfect for Advent. Come, quickly come, which is another way of saying, O come, Emmanuel. Come, quickly come, and let thy glory shine, gilding our darksome heaven with rays divine. The last two verses speak of bright beams dispersing the gloom of sin, and of God's love, which can be a transforming ray to souls, erewhile unclean, now pure within. These are celebratory words for an anthem whose music strives to convince the listener that our central orb of righteous love will ultimately win the day. Thank you.